USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, supports another coronavirus stimulus bill.
I think we need to be focusing on jobs. We need to be focusing on the health of our children, our health care, and get America through this pandemic. Most importantly, we need to help our schools and daycares to make sure when they open, they're able to open safely.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is battling liver cancer again. She began chemotherapy in May to fight the condition. The 87-year-old's treatment is going well, and she added she's fully able to continue on the court. The Department of Defense has banned the display of Confederate flags from military bases and other installations. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, in a memo issued to members of the military, said that only certain flags could be flown. The Confederate flag was not among them. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force says 18 states should roll back reopenings because of surging COVID-19 cases. But there's a catch, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The report has so far gone unpublished, although it's dated July 14th, several days ago. It was obtained by the Center for Public Integrity. It's not clear why the task force hasn't released it. It argues states in red zones should insist residents wear masks outside their homes, maintain social distancing, and that bars and gyms should be closed and social gatherings limited to 10 people or fewer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The CDC also reporting that health officials from numerous states have mistakenly included positive results from antibody tests when reporting new COVID-19 cases, which is grossly inflating the new cases number. This, in essence, creates a double-dipping scenario. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A study of 2,000 children and teachers at a school in Germany found very few coronavirus antibodies among them, suggesting that schools and young people do not play a big role in the transmission of the virus. The results show that out of 2,045 blood samples collected from students and teachers across 13 secondary schools in the region, only 12 samples were found to contain antibodies against COVID-19. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says if folks can go out and protest, kids can certainly go back to school.
What's more important, going to school or protesting? What's more important, going to church or protesting? Going to a loved one's funeral or protesting? Or how about this one? What's more important, going to work or protesting? It seems to me that the only thing the Democrats think you can do during COVID is protest, riot, and attack the police and defund the police. But we have to go back to school. We have to get back to normal. And the facts and the truth are on our side. So let's let local school boards, let's let moms and dads, I think moms and dads probably know what's best for their kids. Local school boards probably know better what's better for kids than Joe Biden in the basement of his house pronouncing these things. So let's let local communities decide this. And as Steve just said, we can do it in a safe way. But Democrats want to make everything political. Let's just follow the truth and the facts and let's let kids get back to school and start learning.
Jordan speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.